Hare Krishna, is there anybody who like to enter to the introduction?
Hare Krishna, Anjana Guptika Mataji, this is Komaniki Dasi from Baltimore. Please accept my humble wishes. All goodies to Guru Mataji and all the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Komaniki Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Maharaj. Thank you for joining. Welcome to the Bhakti Sangha Japa group. We are very fortunate to have His Grace Hari Parsad Prabhu in the call. Today we are continuing our session, Padyavali Part 3. Prabhuji, are you there, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna, my pranav, Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Prabhu, for your wonderful association. Please take over the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you
so much. Thank you so much, Mataji, for kindly organizing this conference call. Today is our last session on Padyavali. And I would really like to thank the devotees for kindly coming here, assembling and taking out the time to listen to Sri Padyavali of Sri Rupa Goswami. So, I would like to say one thing before we begin. Panchavihi sa satavyam gantavyam panchavihi sa panchavihi sa vaktavyam nadukham panchavihi sa. There is a very famous verse which says panchavihi sa satavyam. If one wants to stay at any place, one should stay with at least 5 people. Because if then one has a difference of opinion with one person, then at least there are 4 other people whom he can talk to. Gantavyam panchavihita. If one is traveling somewhere, at least he should travel with 5 people. Because these 5 people will ensure that if somebody threatens him during travel, there are 5 people to defend him. Panchavihita vaktavyam. And if one wants to speak something, then one should speak in an assembly of at least 5 people. Na dukkham panchavihita. There is no unhappiness if at least 5 people are present. I am very thankful to all of you. More than 5, much more than 5 are present here today. And I am very, very thankful to our Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji and His Grace Ajay Govind Prabhu for kindly organizing these wonderful sessions and for kindly inviting me to these particular to North Carolina and to various other parts in North Carolina, and most importantly, they have a very brilliant son. His name is Utkrish. Utkrish is very beautifully playing the mridanga and doing so many nice services to the devotees. I'm very thankful to all of them, and we will begin Padyavali. We will continue this Padyavali session 4. I hope all of us have gotten the document. If the document is there in front of us, we can begin. But first and foremost, let us do Mangala Charan.
Om Jnana Tigirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam rupah kadamahyam dadasi svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamcha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nidinamide Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishaya Namah He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेलकम डियर डिवोटीज टू दिस फाइनल सेशन ऑन पदयावली हियर टुडे एट द भक्ति संघ जप ग्रुप। Once again, my thanks to all the members who have kindly joined in through YouTube as well as through the conference call, and my sincere thanks also to the members who will later view this video when it has been fully recorded. Thank you very much, dear devotees. We are continuing Padyavali session 4, as I said, various beautiful verses composed by various beautiful authors. All we have to do is drink the nectar little by little through the ear. And once we drink that nectar, we should immediately paint a picture of that within the heart. And when we are going to our work, we should remember these pictures. Ideally, I had said some time ago, ideally if we like a painting, we should purchase it and put it on the walls of our heart. So how do we purchase the paintings? So we can purchase a painting by memorizing the verse. Once we memorize the verse, the painting is ours. That is the price we need to pay for purchasing any painting. So I am very thankful to all of you again. Let's begin Padyavali session 4. The first verse to be covered today is Shri Mayurasya Shardul Vikriditam. So the author is Shri Mayur and the verse is in the meter Shardul Vikriditam. Now there is a philosophical question. Does God ever dream? It's a philosophical question. Does God ever have dreams? Does God dream about anything? If a question is asked. So all the scientists and philosophers, scientists will say we have not even seen God. So how can we say that? God dreams. People dream about God. I don't know if whether God dreams about it, whether God exists. That is what scientists will say. Philosophers will say even if there is a God, that God has to be all perfect and all complete. And if he is all perfect and all complete, he has no desires remaining to be fulfilled. If there is no desires remaining to be fulfilled, what will he dream of? So God cannot dream and God cannot sleep. If God goes to sleep, the entire universe will fall into destruction. So philosophers may speculate like this. But our Vrindavan Leela is completely different. Completely different from all the other pastimes. Why? Because our God simultaneously is always awake and he simultaneously sleeps. This is the God who harmonizes all contradictory qualities within himself. He is Ugram but Anugram. He is fierce as Narsimhadeva. And as Lord Krishna, he is very gentle. He is Viram. As Narsimhadeva, he is very brave. And as Lord Krishna is Aviram, baby Krishna, he runs away from Mother Yashoda. Where is your Virta? There is no strength there. Sarvato Mukham. His faces are everywhere in the universe, facing all directions in the universe. At the same time, when Mother Yashoda is chasing him with a stick, he cannot look in the direction of Mother Yashoda. Yes. So how can he be Sarvatma? It is not possible. So, this is the God who harmonizes all contradictions. That is our Lord Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained that in Bhagavad Sandarbha, he quotes a verse. Aishwarya Yogad Bhagavan Viruddhartho Bhidiyate. That Aishwarya Yoga, because of his all opulence, Bhagavan Viruddhartho Abhidhiyate. He has contradictory qualities present in him. So contradictory qualities means there are no faults in him. For example, all the good qualities which are contradictory. None of the bad qualities present. So there are some good qualities which are contradictory. For I gave an example. Viram and aviram. Viram means powerful. Aviram means not powerful. Now not powerful is exactly not a positive quality. It means weak. Strong and weak. Weak is not exactly a positive quality. But when it is applied to Krishna, it becomes a very positive quality because it gives immense relishment to the devotees of Krishna. So when he is weak, his weakness also gives immense pleasure to the devotees. Usually he is very strong. When he was a young child, he killed Krishna. He is very strong. But for devotees, he can become weak. This is his nature. So he is harmonizing. So Sri Mayura has given us a verse which describes what is God dreaming about. God dreams, believe it or not, Krishna dreams. And when Krishna also has some dreams, in his dream, what things are possible in Krishna's dreams? So how is it that this poet is so advanced, he entered into God's dreams and, you know, listening to what Krishna is thinking about? How advanced is this poet? So the poet says, no, I am not advanced. Actually, God, when Krishna was dreaming, Krishna was loudly speaking something. Krishna has this habit. When he is dreaming, he will loudly speak something. So, I mean, this is like a typical human being. Sometimes they are dreaming, they are blabbering something in a dream. So this is our Bhagavan in Vrindavan. Somebody may say, what sort of faulty behavior does Bhagavan exhibit? So that day we were discussing in Padyavali that Krishna has so many transcendental faults present within him. Rupa Goswami had counted 18 faults which are present in all human beings. And Jiva Goswami in the commentary said that most of those faults are present within Krishna in a very transcendental way in order to give pleasure to the devotee. So, one of the faults is Tandra. Tandra means sleep. Actually, sleeping is a fault of the human beings. The demigods, they don't sleep. The demigods, there is no need for sleep. Demigods, they enjoy. That is what demigod life is for. They don't sleep. So they take rest for some time, but they don't have like an exhausted body now every 9 to 2. So they don't go to work. They don't work from 9 to 5. And you know, they don't have those duties. Demigods, they don't really have a need to sleep. Indra, for 7 continuous days, he was showering rains on Vrindavan. Did Indra take a break or not? No, Indra did not take any break. Indra can work tirelessly. So Indra doesn't exactly sleep. But human beings sleep. This is one of the faults of a human being. Rupa Goswami says one of the 18 faults is Tandra. Sleep. Now, along with sleep, there are various other faults which come about. Dreaming. Dreaming means imagining that which is not real. So, and then blabbering in the dream is another level of fault. So many faults, but in a transcendental way, they are giving pleasure to the devotees. So, let us utter this verse. This verse is at the same meter as Shad Goswami Ashtakam. Please repeat after me. Or please repeat along with me. Shambho swagatamasya tamita ito vamena padmodhava kraukare kushalam sukam durapate visteshano drishyate itham swapna gatasya kaita bharipo Shrutva Jaranyagira Kintim Bharata Jalpasi Pyanuchitam Thuthu Tritam Patuva. So Krishna is dreaming. In his dream, Krishna is saying, Shambho, O Lord Shiva, Swagatam, welcome, welcome. He is sitting in some assembly and he is sitting as a king in an assembly. Baby Krishna is dreaming that I have become a king. And see all who all are present in his assembly. Shambho, O Lord Shiva, Swagatam, welcome, welcome.
Asyatam. Sit down. Sit down, please. Ita ito. Asyatam ita. Please sit down here. In my right side. Ito vamena. And O Brahma, it says Padmodbhava. Padma Udbhava means Padma Udbhava Yasya. Lotus is whose birthplace. So whose birthplace is the lotus flower? Brahma. So Brahma is known as Padma Udbhava. So O Padma Udbhava, O Brahma, it says Vamena. Sit here on the left side. Lord Shiva on the right side. Brahma on the left side. Sit down here. Then he says, Krauncharya, O enemy of Krauncagiri. In Shastra it is described, there was a mountain named Krauncagiri and a demon was staying within that mountain. So Kartikeya, the son of Lord Shiva, he killed that demon within the mountain and therefore he is known as Krauncharya. Krauncharya means enemy of that demon who was staying in the Krauncha mountains. So Kartikeya became known as Krauncharya. He said, Krauncharya, oh, enemy of Krauncha. Kushalam, is everything okay with you? How are you doing? Sukham Surapate. Surapati is Indra. Sura means demigods, Pati means the Lord. Lord of the demigods is Indra. Surapate, oh Indra, Sukham, you are doing well, happy you are in your life, everything goes on well. Then he says, Vittesha. Vitta is money, Isha is Lord. Lord of money is Kuber. So he is saying to Kuber, Vittesha no drishyase. Vittesha no drishyase. Nowadays you are not seen. Where are you going? Huh? Where are you nowadays? Huh? No drishyase. Huh? Very busy nowadays. Huh? You are not seen nowadays. So this thing he is speaking. Oh Shambhu, how are you? One sit here in the right. Oh Brahma, sit here in the left. Kartikeya, how are you? Doing well? Indra, you also? And oh Kuber, nowadays you are not seeing very much. Where are you? Ittham Swapna Gatasya. In this way, Swapna Gatasya Kaitabha Ripo. Our Kaitabha, enemy of Kaitabha, there were two demons, Madhu and Kaitabha. Both were killed by Lord Krishna in his previous incarnation. Kaitabha Ripo, so he is known as Kaitabha Ripo, enemy of Kaitabha. So this is a name for Krishna. Ittham Swapna Gatasya Kaitabha Ripo. So in this way, Lord Krishna was in his dreams. Shrutva, and hearing his blabbering, Jananya Gira, his mother Janani spoke out something to her mom. Shodamaya became extremely frightened. What is happening? Some ghost has taken over my house. My son, is he okay? Because the ghosts attack little children, ghosts attack weak people. So, sometimes when somebody is sleeping, there are many reasons why ghosts attack. Somebody is sleeping and through their, any one side of the face, some saliva is dripping. Sometimes we might have seen. People are so much in their sleep, they forget that some saliva is dripping. So, ghosts are attracted to such people. Who are deep sleep, unclean state, little children. So they are attracted to such entities. So Yashoda Maya thought, there is some Bhut Badha. Bhut Badha means, there is some ghost has attacked my son. Then she said, Giraha. There was her voice. What was her voice? She called out loudly, Kim Kim Balak Jalpasi. Aray, what are you saying, my dear child? Jalpasi means what blabbering? What are you blabbering? What prajalpa jalpasi? What are you blabbering, my dear child? Anuchitam. So incorrect it is. Shiva, sit on my right side. Brahma, sit on my. Aray, these are deities in our home. What are you blabbering? They become angry and there will be immense inauspiciousness for us. How to drive away a ghost? So she had a home remedy for driving away. What is her home remedy? Thuthut Gritam. She spit on the face of Krishna. So that he will wake up.
Just see the what services can be rendered by a devotee. What is the service? This is Anukulyana Krishna. So one of the services is to spit on the face of God. This is one of the seva that Mother Yashoda performs for Krishna. We should actually I should have asked yesterday. Can spitting on the face of God be considered as bhakti? There would be an immediate controversy in the class.
Holy class would have ended there. At the end of the
So, thut kritam. She spitted on the face. Now what to do? But that is what she has heard from family tradition. You want to drive away ghost. That ghost will be immediately driven away if you spit on the face of that particular person. So, thut hut kritam. So, immediately Krishna, wow, what happened? Arey, come back. Yeah, what are you saying? Which Brahma, which Shiva? Who do you think you are? Huh? You are offending these people. This great personality, Brahma and Shiva, you are saying, sit on my left and sit on my right. Patu vaha. May this activity of Mother Yashoda, of spitting, may this transcendental activity protect all the devotees who are listening to it. So it's a very beautiful verse where we see how even spitting on the face of God is considered to be devotional service. So we will repeat this. I will say the translation. Shiva, welcome. Sit down, Brahma. Sit at my left. Kartikeya, all auspiciousness to you. O Indra, all happiness to you. Kuvera, what happened? You are not seen much nowadays. Hearing Krishna say this, Mother Yashoda said, child, what nonsense are you saying? And proceeded to spit on his face to prevent any ill omen. May this action of Mother Yashoda will protect you. This is a beautiful verse. Shri Mayurasya Shardul Vikriditam. I hope all of us drew a picture within our hearts. A very beautiful picture. So in this picture, our Lord Krishna was dreaming. And Mother Yashoda fixed his dream because the dream was continuing nicely. Sometimes in our childhood also this happened, you know, every one of us might have experienced. Sometimes we are dreaming something nice and the dream is about to reach a conclusion. But before the dream reaches a conclusion, there somebody comes and wakes us up from that dream. And that person immediately becomes an enemy for us. Why are you, you know, doing this thing? I was just about to. At least in my dream, you could have allowed me to enjoy the completion of my happiness. But no, you don't even want me to be happy in my dreams. That is why you have come here to wake me up. Forget about real life. At least let me be happy in my dream. But there is no question of happiness even in dreams for the poor conditioned souls. But same pastime is enacted by Krishna also. So this is devotee's heart. And we have to draw that painting in our heart. Once this painting is in our heart, then we can relish this painting for a very long time. Dear devotees, any one of these paintings, if we remember at the time of death, this can lead to perfection of human form. This is exactly what is needed. Antakalecha mameva smaran. Smaran means we have to remember Krishna. How do we remember Krishna? It's such strong memories we build up in our heart. And we daily are reading. So then it will be very easy for us. Devotional service is a full-time job. It is not a part-time job. Full-time means even if we are working at office, we are still, our primary designation is still devotee. That is what it means. It is a full-time job. It is a full-time activity. So we should continue to remember Krishna even in office. because in office there are no cameras which can detect what is going on in our minds. So as long as there are no cameras or machines invented to detect what a person is thinking, till that time we can invest our thought process in Krishna. Okay. Another verse, Kasyachit Shardul Vikriditam. Next verse is Kasyachit, author is anonymous. Rupa Goswami says he doesn't know who is the author. But he says Shardul Vikriditam. Now at this point, the author is describing Lord Krishna, who is hearing a story from his mother. Now believe it or not, our baby Krishna doesn't like to go to sleep unless he is told to some stories. That is what Vedi Krishna is. So, if a question is asked to a philosopher, does God listen to lullabies and stories?
Yes.
The philosopher will say, you are a crazy person. God is a very different entity. You are falsely imagining some God. But this is not the God of Vrindavan. Vrindavan God is simultaneously is ever awake. And he also wants to listen to stories before he takes rest. One of the names of Krishna given in Srimad Bhagavatam is Naimish. There is a verse, Naimishe Animisha Kshetre. There is this verse in first canto. Naimisharanya is the forest where Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken. And Srimad Bhagavatam first canto says Naimishe Animisha Kshetre. Animisha is one of the names of Lord Vishnu. Nimi was a king, and Nimi, after he passed away, he was very pious. He asked Lord Brahma that let me be remembered by anyone and all living entities on this planet Earth. And how will they remember? Let them have something which will remind them of me. Brahma said from that point onward, Brahma said all living entities will blink once in a while. And that blinking will be called as Nimish. This Nimish, this blinking is called as Nimish. Lord Vishnu is animish. He does not blink. Lord Vishnu's eyes do not blink. It means Lord Vishnu wins all the staring competitions. His name is animish. Animish means he who never blinks. So Lord Vishnu, if he doesn't blink, how can he sleep? For sleeping, one has to close one eye. It doesn't even close. Doesn't even blink his eyes. Is animish. And our Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, he is sleeping till the sun rises. So Lord Ram used to sleep till the sun. Suryavamshi. Suryavamshi means only after the sun rises will I think of waking up. Mother has to, Kausalya has to wake up. Arre, utho, get up. Sun has arisen. We wake up. We have to worship the sun god and forefathers. We wake up. No. I wake up later. Lazy in waking up. You know, this is typically our Lord Ram. In his childhood, sometimes lazy in waking up. Devotees have described it. Yeah. So if Krishna wants to listen to story, because without story there is no question of sleeping. If stories are not told, he will remain awake till midnight. And that is not what Mother Yashoda wants. So tell me story. Okay, chalo. Let's hear a story which Krishna is, Mother Yashoda is saying. And let's see how Krishna reacts to it. Well, I am singing this verse, same meter as the previous verse. Kindly sing along with me.
Ramo nama babhuva hum tadabla si se si hum tam pitu vacha pancha vati vareni basata sasya haradravana Krishna Jeti Puratani Nija Katha Akarnya Matre Rita Saumitre Kvadhanur Sanur Sanuriti Vyagragira Pantuva.
Three repetitions. Vritti Anupraya. So, Ramo Nama Babhuva. Mother Yashoda said there was long time ago, Babhuva. Babhuva denotes very long time ago. Ramo Nama, there was one great personality. Lord Vishnu came as Ram. Ramo Nama Babhuva. Krishna says, whom? So there whom is given in the verse. That whom has no meaning, it cannot be translated. So this verse contains an untranslatable sound. So Ramo Nama Babu, there was one Lord named Ram. Tad Abala, his wife was Sita Iti, Sita Iti. Today is Sita Navami. Or yesterday was. Today is Sita, Sita Navami. So today is Sita Navami. So we are very fortunate that her name has been invoked in our Padyavali today. This is a very nice coincidence. It means that she is present, her blessings are present with us today. Sita Iti. And his wife was Sita. Nice. As long as is going on, Mother Yashoda knows that he is awake. When the stops, that means the story can stop because he is no longer awake. Tam Pitur Vacha, and by the words of the Pita, by the father's words, Dashrath's words, Panchavati Vane Nivasatas. Nivasatas, while they were staying, where in Panchavati. Panchavati is modern day Nashik in Maharashtra. They were staying in Panchavati, Vane. Tasya Aharad Ravana. So his wife was captured by one demon named Ravana. Okay. Krishnasya Iti Puratanim Nijakatham. When Krishna heard his own Puratanim, very old Nijakatha, his old pastime of his own, Akarnya, hearing, Matre Ritam means spoken by the mother. So Matra Iritam means spoken by the mother. When he heard this pastime, then Krishna immediately came into that mood. Oh my goodness. And in his sleep he is saying, Saumitre, oh son of Sumitra, oh Lakshman, what Dhanur, where is my bow? Dhanur, where is my bow? Bow, where is my bow? Iti Vyagra Gira, these anxious cries, because he is trying to find where is Sita. So he is saying, oh Saumitre, where is my Dhanur? Iti Vyagra Gira, becoming anxious for Sita. May these words, Pantu Vaha, may all these words protect all of you, dear devotees. So he got an Avesh. Avesh means he got overcome by these emotions of his previous incarnation as Lord Ram when Mother Yashoda is trying to tell him a story. So we can imagine what must have happened after that. Again, Mother Yashoda must have rendered favorable service unto Krishna. See, we all want to render favorable service unto Krishna. Yes or no? Yes. One of the favorable services is, if Krishna appears to be haunted by a ghost, then one should revive him by spitting on his face. That is very simple. So, and if there is some elderly lady, Mother Yashoda will also tell that elderly lady that she, if Krishna ever appears to do some, he is very strange boy. I never seen any boy like him. Sometimes he behaves in some strange way. If you see him behaving in that strange way, immediately spit on his face. Okay? Now, if Mother Yashoda gives this service to any devotee, the devotee will say yes or no. All of you are sadhakas here, so you are saying no. In Golok Vrindavan, when Mother Yashoda is present in front of us and she is telling us, then we dare not say no. We have to say yes. So that is why I was telling that day in the class. To somebody I said, that I think to you, Prabhu, I said, that who is Das? Who is Das in spiritual world? Here you are Das. There you may be given the service of spitting on God's face. It may be possible. So this is in these alarmed words of Krishna, may they protect all of you, dear devotees. Okay. So this is something about, these were two verses about Krishna's dream. Okay, so very sweet verses. We can memorize some of these verses because these verses are describing what God dreams about. And these devotee poets, they did not enter into the dreams of Krishna, but they were looking at Krishna from an external point of view. What was Krishna speaking? By that speaking, they could make out what Krishna was dreaming about. Now, next verse is Kasyachit Shardul Vikriditam. Some devotee has written a verse in Shardul Vikriditam, a meter named Shardul Vikriditam. And this poet is very eager to describe the glories of holy name. So, some different topic is here. So, I will sing this verse, same meter as previous verse. Please repeat along with me.
वेपन्ते दुरितानि मोहमहिमा सम्मोहमारम्भते सातङ्कं नकरञ्जनीं कलयति श्रीचित्रगुप्तकृति सानन्दम् मत्पर्कसम्भृतिविधौ वेदा करोत्युद्यमम् वक्तुम् नामिश्वराभिलषिते ब्रूमः किमन्यत् परम्.
सो दिस पर्सन अनोनिमस ऑथर He is saying something about the glories of chanting the holy name. He wanted to describe what are the glories of chanting the holy name. But by the time the verse ends, he ends up glorifying something else only. Forget about chanting the holy name, he ends up glorifying something else only. So, he says, what are the, he starts out with describing what are the glories of chanting holy name. He says, once somebody chants the holy name, he says, Vepante Duritani. Vepante means tremble. Something starts trembling, somebody starts trembling. Who starts trembling? Duritani. Duritani means sinful activities start trembling. How do they start trembling? Like a poor animal who is about to be slaughtered. If we see poor animal who knows they are about to be slaughtered, how do they tremble? So similarly, these sinful activities, sinful reactions, they start trembling because they know the big sharp sword has come to slaughter them. Which sharp sword has come? Chanting. So these poor animals of sinful reactions, which were keeping us within the material world for so long, these poor animals start trembling. Moha Mahima, he says, Moha is illusion. And illusion was very happy. I am very great. Why? Because I am keeping this particular person in illusion for such a long duration of time. So many species of life, I kept them in illusion. Moha Mahima, this Moha had so much Mahima, greatness. When that Moha Mahima, when this Moha sees, Are Bapre, some this person has started chanting holy name. Some Moha Malambate. This illusion itself becomes disillusioned. Oh my goodness, what am I doing in this person's life? What is the purpose of my existence now in this person's life? I was supposed to put this person into illusion, Moha. Now, how can I put this person into illusion anymore? This person started chanting names of Krishna and now he is associating with devotees and devotees are, you know, brainwashing him. Washing his brain daily. So, these devotees have washed his brain so thoroughly, now his brain doesn't have any illusion about material life. His brain knows Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. That's it. So every day he is going to the devotee association. Those devotees put his brain in a washing machine and they add the detergent, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, and give it a good spin every day. So his brain gets thoroughly washed by hearing these words in the association of devotees. So Moha thinks, now what is the purpose of my existence. You know, sometimes a person becomes disillusioned with life because the person thinks, what is the purpose of my existence? So similarly, moha is now thinking, what is the purpose of my existence in this person's life? I have no more purpose remaining. So moha becomes sammohita, or moha, illusion becomes disillusioned. Then he says something else also starts happening. What starts happening? Tatankam nakaranjanim kalayati shri chitra guptah kriti. There is Kriti, one very intelligent accountant in the universe. Very intelligent accountant. All other accountants may make mistakes. But this this is the chartered accountant of Yamraj. Who is the CA of Yamraj? Chitragupta. So he calculates sinful activities and pious activities along with compound interest. So all those activities, and he knows what formulas to apply for compound interest. How much is this person supposed to be charged? How many years is he supposed to enjoy or suffer? All this is calculated with compound interest by the chartered accountant of Yamraj, whose name is Chitragupta. So Satankam, Chitragupta becomes very afraid. Sa Atankam. Atanka means terror. And Sa Atanka means with great terror. With terror, what does he do? Nakharanjanim Kalayati. Kalayati, with shaking hands, he picks up Kalayati Nakharanjani. Nakharanjani means, Nakha means nails. Ranjani means decoration. So decoration of the nails is a pen. Pen is something which decorates, it is called Nakharanjani, which gives some good decoration to the nails. So Nakharanjanim Kalayati, this Chitragupta very anxiously picks up this pen. Why does he pick up the pen? For two reasons. First reason, now I can no longer, before even writing another sinful activity, I don't think I have any rights. So my hands are trembling in order to pick up this pen. My hands are trembling. So should I pick up or not? And secondly, he is picking it up because he has to use the same pen in striking down all the previous record of that same person. So much database. Millions of gigabytes I have to strike down. Millions of gigabytes of data has to be struck down by me. Am I prepared for that endeavor? So, with great terror, Chitragupta picks up the pen. Sanandam, next line says, Sa Anandam. Ananda means happiness. With great happiness, somebody else is experiencing great happiness. And Chitragupta is experiencing terror because this person has started chanting the holy names. And somebody is experiencing ananda. Who is experiencing? He says, Madhu Parka Sambhriti Vidhav. And that person who is experiencing, somebody is experiencing happiness on this devotee chanting, and that personality is preparing something. What is he preparing? Madhu Parka. Madhu Parka is a auspicious mixture of, you know, various auspicious substances, water, etc. So Madhu Parka is preparing water, honey, something, a mixture of there, preparing. Who is preparing that? Veda. Veda is Lord Brahma. Vedas is one of the name of Lord Brahma. Vedas. And Vedas, according to Sanskrit, it becomes Veda. Veda is Lord Brahma. Karoti Udyam of Lord Brahma starts preparing for this, all this Madhu Parka, etc. Why? Because very soon Brahma knows this person will be sitting on an airplane and he will be leaving this universe. When he is leaving this universe, I have to, like in our ISKCON temples, we sprinkle water on everybody. So I have to sprinkle auspicious water on this person, so I have to start preparing now. So with great happiness, Brahma starts preparing auspicious water, so that when this person is leaving the universe, he and the other demigods will shout out, Jai, Jai, Ajay Govind Prabhu, you made it. You made it. You made it, Ajay Govind Prabhu. Yes. Srinivas Prabhu, Jai, you made it for Kirti Dhamma Sundari Mataji, Jai, for Brahma is preparing. Vedha Karoti Udyamam. So, the author says, Vaktum Namni, what to speak of chanting your holy name. All these things don't happen at chant. He was originally thinking, I will write all these glories for chanting the holy name. He says, no, sorry. I want to change my statement. What do you want to change? He said, Vaktum Namni Tava Ishwara. When somebody, regarding chanting your holy name, Abhilashite, even one thinks of chanting. Not that one chants actually. Somebody simply desires to chant your holy name. Baba, now henceforth I will chant one round. The day the devotee makes that desire, not that when he actually puts it into practice, the day the devotee makes a vow, abhilashite, a desire or vow, that I will chant, that day all these changes spontaneously happen. Ishwara, last line says, O Ishwara, the day all these things, the day somebody desires to chant your name, all these positive changes start happening. So, Brumah Kim Anyat Param, what more to speak greater than this? What to speak about the day when the devotee actually starts chanting the holy names of the Lord? This is Kasyachit Shardul Vikreditam. So, we know that, you know, a particular devotee, whenever he chants the names of the Lord, all sinful reactions, all karma, prarabdha, all karma can be destroyed simply by chanting. Especially, this karma is destroyed also at the time of taking initiation into a mantra. So, when a devotee takes initiation from a guru into a mantra, definitely at that point of time, this prarabdha, aprarabdha, all these sinful reactions are destroyed. So we should understand this is a siddhanta given to us by the previous acharyas. But devotees do not suffer or enjoy because of their past karma, especially initiated devotees. Yesterday in the class I was mentioning this point. So why? Because they have chanted the holy name, so all the sinful reactions have been already burned to ashes. But a devotee should ensure one thing, he does not commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting holy names. So as soon as a devotee thinks, I can commit more sinful activity, I will chant Harinam, and that Harinam will make that sinful reaction go away. So that immediately becomes an offense to the holy name, which is Namna Balad Yasya Hi Papa Buddhir Na Vidyate Tasya Yamair Hi Shuddhi. It is said, on the strength of chanting holy name, somebody commits sinful activities, such a person cannot be purified by any other means. So, I will read the translation of this verse. He says, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone even desires, as I said, when not even chanting, someone even desires to chant your holy name, since tremble in fear, just as animals tremble in fear before they are getting slaughtered, the glory of material illusion falls into illusion itself. So, material illusion itself becomes disillusioned. Yamaraj scribe Chitragupta anxiously picks up his pen to strike down that person's name from the sinner's list. And Lord Brahma prepares Madhuparka to worship him. O Lord, what more can we say than this? This is the glory of simply desiring to chant your holy name, not actually chanting the holy name. Dear devotees, this is the final verse today, next verse. This is Shri Dakshinatyasya Bhujanga Prayatam. So, there is a devotee named Shri Dakshinatya and he has composed a verse in a beautiful meter named Bhujanga Prayatam. Bhujanga means snake and Prayata means the how a snake walks or how a snake covers distance. So this Bhujanga Prayata is the same meter as Damodar Ashtakam. okay, some of you, you know, if we see a snake, so snake is like this, you know. Nama Ishwaram Satchit Dananta Rupam. This is how, you know, snake walks. It's called Bhujanga Prayas. Now, how a snake walks. So, this verse is written in that same meter. So, these meters are named after observing some animals or something like that. So, I will sing. Those of you who can follow, please follow along with me. Dinadav Murari Nishadav Murari Dinadav Murari Nishadav Murari Dinadav Murari Nishadav Murari Swami Kogatina, Swami Kogatina. This is nice meter, Bhujanga Prayat. So, it's a very simple to understand verse. We just have to understand the meanings of two words. Three words. Adi, Ardha and Anta. So, Adi means beginning, Ardha means middle, Anta means end. Adi means beginning, Ardha means middle, Anta means end. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have Adi, Madhya and Anta. So, similarly, we can consider Adi, Ardha and Anta. Ardha means Madhya. So, he says, Dina Adav, at the beginning of the day, my goal of life is Murari. Dinadav, oh Murari. I am thinking about Murari. Nisha Adav, at the beginning of the night, at the beginning of the day, Murari. At the beginning of the night, Murari. And he says, Dinardhe Murari, middle of the day, Murari. Nishardhe Murari, middle of the night also, Murari. It's Dinante, at the end of the day also, Murari. Nishante, end of the night also, Murari. Tvam eko gatir naha. Eko gatir, you are our only gati, shelter. Naha means our. And he repeats, Tvam eko gatir, you are our only shelter. The first time he is speaking for all the times of the day, and the second time he is speaking for all the times of the night. First, Tvam eko gatir naha is for all the times of the day. Second Tvam Eko Gatirna is for all the times of the night. That's a beautiful verse. I will sing it once again. Let's sing it together. Dinadav Murari Nishadav Murari Dinardhe Murari Nishadav Murari Dinante Murari Nishadav Murari Swami Kogatirna, Swami Kogatirna. This is Sri Dakshinatya. Some people say Dakshinatya is Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami. From Dakshina. So is Dakshinatya, Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami. So the translation is as follows. O Lord Murari, during the beginning, middle and end of all our days and nights, you always remain the only goal or refuge of our lives. So, dear devotees, this was our final small session on Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. I think I will give now 10 minutes for some comments, questions or answers. And if some devotee has some comments or question answers, we can take. But before ending, I would once again like to thank all the devotees who kindly assembled here virtually, as well as there are some devotees who have come here to the place of Ajay Govind and Kirtida Sundari Mataji. I'm thankful to all of you, and especially I'm thankful to Ajay Govind Prabhu, Kishida Sundari Mataji, for kindly inviting me here. I sincerely pray that Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makaschid Dukkha Bhagavane. Let everybody become completely happy in all ways. Let nobody have any discomfort or diseases. May all devotees see everything auspicious in their lives. May nobody have even the slightest tinge of unhappiness in their lives. So I sincerely pray that Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali brings all auspiciousness to all the devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami is such a sweet devotee. Amongst all sweets, the best sweet is a Bengali sweet. And amongst all Vaishnavas, the best Vaishnava is a Bengali Vaishnava. So, thank you dear devotees for kindly assembling here. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you so much. Thank
you very much, Prabhuji. Wonderful lecture. Hare Krishna.
Hare. If anybody wants to ask something or say something, now is the time. We can give 10 minutes. Okay. So, first I am taking a question from Ajay Govind Prabhu. Yes.
So, Prabhu, you were talking about he never blinks the eyes.
Yes.
He never blinks. I know he would not like to blink. He has the capability to blink. But how do we understand that, you know, he's completed, he's not doing the blinking at the eyes. He does it as Lord Krishna because he's sleeping.
Right.
So, is that right to understand?
Yeah. As Krishna, he blinks.
Okay.
As Krishna, he sleeps also. But as Vishnu, he does not blink. As Vishnu, he does not sleep. He goes into what is known as Yog Nidra with eyes half closed. That is Yog Nidra. So he never blinks. That is Lord Vishnu.
Is that enough?
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. So I have two questions. So this wonderful verses what we have discussed, they will be more relatable when we are discussed in a group of people.
Right.
How to get the same kind of relishment if we have the Padyavali different I don't think I can.
Okay. So your question is if we are relishing Padyavali in the association of devotees, but how can we relish Padyavali when we are alone and if we have the book? So to relish Padyavali, the best thing one can do alone is break it down word for word and relish every word. That is the maximum extent of relish which is possible alone. So, greater relish is only possible in association of devotees. Therefore, association is preferred. Therefore, kirtan and sankirtan. Now, one may chant Krishna's bhajans alone using a harmonium. But you can't compare that to chanting in an assembly of devotees. So, similarly, you can relish Padyavali yourself by reading the book. But when you are reading it, break down word for word. But that is the maximum possible extent of relish which is there in solitary reading. Best reading is reading with a group of like-minded devotees. That is the best type of reading. And the six Goswamis were doing precisely that. They are all experts of grammar and all experts of, you know, traditional poetics and everything. And they are getting down and they are reading. So, we may not be as expert as them, but at least we should sit down and read. And we should try to break it down word for word and, you know, try to explain all the meanings of the word.
The second question. So, there are sandarbhas given by Deva Goswami. There is Sata Sandarbha, there is Bhakti Sandarbha and Bhagavat Sandarbha. There are some sandarbhas. Of course, there are like doctrines of understanding the science of Bhakti. So, what is the sequence of reading the sandarbhas? What is the prescribed sequence of
what is the sequence of reading the sandarbhas? The sequence of reading sandarbhas is as follows. First sandarbha, tattva sandarbha. Second is bhagavat sandarbha. So, first is tattva. Second is bhagavat sandarbha. Third is paramatma sandarbha. Fourth is Krishna Sandarbha. Fifth is Bhakti Sandarbha. And 6th is Priti Sandal.
Priti.
Once again I will repeat. First is Tattva. Second is Bhagavat. Third is Paramatma. Fourth is Krishna. Fifth is Bhakti. Sixth is Priti. This is the sequence of reading the six Sandarvas.
Thank you.
Anybody else wants to ask a question on the conference? Now is the time. If not, then we will conclude our session on Padhyayi.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, Sila Prabhupada, Sanabhati Devi. Thank you very much for your efforts and Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam. We personally meet you in the Atlanta Bhakti Dham and we hear it, especially all the Sanskrit sloka, how sincerely you are explaining and you are inspiring us that we have to read Shishi Padmavali. Thank you, Prabhuji. No words to your seva. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Mataji, can you be a bit louder on the phone?
Yeah.
Little hard to hear, Hare Krishna. Can you speak little
Hare
louder?
Krishna Prabhuji. Now you can hear?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your very, very nectarian sessions by explaining these verses word to word of realizations of great devotees. You have helped us in our bhakti creeper to grow. Thank you so much. So, Prabhuji, I may have a question which is very not just basic question. So, you were telling about how demigods don't sleep. So, I was wondering that even Brahma, he sleeps in the night. That's what we read in Bhagavad Gita. So, how to understand
that? So, Brahma has a specific function attached to him, that Brahma cannot have the creation running all the time. So, Brahma does not sleep because he is tired. Brahma goes to rest. Brahma takes rest because he is not allowed to, by the rules created by Lord Vishnu, is not allowed to have the universe running at all times. So Brahma does not take, Brahma has a fixed time at which he has to dissolve the creation and take rest. And Brahma then again wakes up and creates the creation. Because this is Lord Vishnu's order, you have to destroy again, you have to create again. You have to destroy again, you have to create again. So, Lord Vishnu's order is that universes are disposable. Disposable means use and throw. Use and throw at the end of the day. Don't keep the universe running for long because nothing in the material world lasts for long. That is what is Lord Vishnu's order.
Yeah, thank you so much. Please come often whenever it's possible to give this valuable association. Thank you so much.
Yes, Mother, definitely. Whenever devotees invite and it is easily possible, I'll definitely try to come.
Anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji? Please ask. We just have a few minutes left.
Regularly so that we will chant our round attentively and we will shout the newcomer Vaishnava by the mercy of Shri Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right. Thank you so much, dear devotee.
Thank you so much again, Prabhupada, for coming on so many times and giving us your most valuable association, and we look forward to getting more of it in the future. Thank you to everyone. Thank you everyone who joined, and thank you to Siddha Sindri Mataji as well for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, I'm very nice.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
मंशा कल्पतरु कृपा सिंधु देवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंतकोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्री पद्यावली की जय हे श्री हरिपार्षद प्रभु की जय अनंतकोटि वैष्णव